I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. Organized crime networks in Latin America have long made their money on drugs, mostly cocaine. But over the past decade, gold prices have soared. So crime networks are increasingly turning to gold mining to make money, illegal gold mining. In fact, cartels in Peru and Colombia are now making more money from exporting illegal gold than from cocaine. That's according to a recent report from the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime. Livia Wagner wrote that report and says these mines are a huge driver of human trafficking.
When you arrive in these illegal mines, you just realize that there is like a chain of the victimization, I call it, because you have the miners facing the labor exploitation. They at the same time are exploiting young women, and there is just no way out for them.
You mentioned that girls as young as 12 years old are lured to these mining towns and end up working in brothels. How are they lured there in the first place? Is it the promise of a legitimate job and then it turns out that they're forced into having sex with the workers there?
Well, there are two groups. Of course, the very young girls are told that they can make some money in working as a waitress, for instance. And when they arrive there, then of course they are facing the fact that they're in the middle of nowhere. There is no chance to leave this area. But there's another group of young women that know what is happening, but they still have to go into that situation because they have no alternative livelihood and they have to support their families.
One thing I'm curious about is how this whole thing works. Is it the case where there are just small-time people doing illegal gold mining and then organized crime takes it over? Or does organized crime seeking out places to mine for gold and then selling it?
The situation is very different between, for instance, Colombia and Peru. Because in Peru, the nexus between organized crime is criminals running the mines being related to human traffickers. But in Colombia, you really have the organized crime groups. You have insurgent groups running a mine.
So people like FARC, like FARC rebels?
Yes, yes. And the FARC and the ELN and the Bakrims, they are the ones that are really running the mine.
I understand mercury is used in illegal gold mining to separate the precious metal from other sediment, and then it works its way into the air and the water and the soil. Did you see evidence of mercury poisoning when you were visiting these gold mining villages?
Yes. This was just very shocking for me. I was in an illegal mine in the region of Madre de Dios in Peru, talking to two miners. You can see one miner in a barrel, which is filled with mercury and sand, and he's stepping in the barrel to just try to mix the mercury with the sand.
Remind us what the health consequences are of mercury exposure.
Well, when you inhale the mercury, you can have acute shock and can result in inflammation of vital organs, but it's also the inability to urinate and, of course, death as well. But yes, their feet until their knees are in mercury in these barrels. And you also can see when you go into the illegal mine and you go through very, very dense jungle, you have to go like 1 hour. And then suddenly everything opens up. There is no trees out there anymore. And all you can see is dead trees, like skeletons.
So for people who are looking to buy gold jewelry here in the U.S., is there any way for them to make sure they're not buying illegally mined gold?
Of course, there is. There are many, many initiatives to ensure that. And for instance, the Responsible Jewelry Council has some certification schemes. There is Fairmined, No Dirty Gold campaign. So it definitely is possible. When you want to buy jewelry, then it's easier than if you go and want to buy a laptop and say, okay, where does the gold come from that's in your cell phone or in the laptop? There it's a little bit more difficult.
Livia Wagner is with the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime. Thanks, Livia.
Thank you.